The president's new Iraq plan comes tomorrow night, a national speech to be carried by NPR. It's what the country has been talking about for months. Last week, when power in Congress went over to the Democrats, the Republican who had run the House Armed Services Committee, Duncan Hunter of California, told us that whatever the president decides, we're all going to have to get behind him.
I would hope that when the president comes out with his adjusted Iraq policy, that the entire country, and that means Democrats and Republicans, rally around the president. He's our president.
Mr. Hunter said he disagreed with Mr. Bush about some aspects of Iraq, but still, this is presidential leadership. Day to Day is going to have several conversations this week on exactly that question, presidential leadership in a time of crisis. We'll talk with political figures, thinkers, and those most closely tied to the war, the families of the men and women who are fighting. We begin today with Christopher Gelpy. He's an associate professor of political science at Duke University. He does polling. His work is read at the White House. And when I spoke with him earlier, we began with today's lead story in USA Today. It's a new poll about Iraq, and not good news if indeed the president plans to call for a surge or increase in troops. It says an increase of troops is opposed by Americans 61% to 36%, a big gap, I said to Professor Gelpy.
It is indeed, and I think that it is the case that if the president decides to increase the number of U.S. troops in Iraq, that in the short term, the public will not be very supportive of this policy. So the president is going to be swimming upstream if he tries to do this. And in the short term, I think he's likely to be unsuccessful. I think he probably knows that, though, and he's gambling that this can work, and so that in the long term, the public will turn around and support him.
72% of Americans think that Mr. Bush doesn't have a plan. 66% think the Democrats don't have a plan either. And I wonder, even if that margin slightly favors the Democrats, do Americans ultimately, in a moment of crisis, have to rally around the president?
They often do, but not always. And I think this is one of the circumstances where we're least likely to see a rally, that the president is already at such a low level of popularity that he is not going to be very capable of evoking sort of enthusiasm from large sections of the public. So we're most likely to see rallies when the president is at least moderately popular already.
And what about for the Democrats? Here's the situation where I think Senator Kennedy today is quoted in the New York Times as saying, I'm going to introduce some bill that will prevent the president spending money to send more troops to Iraq. Nancy Pelosi, the new speaker in the House of Representatives, has suggested she might do something like that. What happens when you have this kind of conflict between the Congress and the president on such a momentous subject?
Well, these are fairly rare occurrences in terms of conflict at this sort of intensity. In general, however, I think the president very much holds the upper hand here, that the president as commander-in-chief has the right and responsibility to decide what American military strategy should be. And while it's true that Congress does have the right to determine funding, in practice, that is going to be very difficult for them to use in terms of altering Iraq policy because they risk looking like they don't support our troops and looking like they're responsible for our failure. And for practical reasons, that even if they can try to restrict funding in some way, the president has a good deal of latitude about how he can reshuffle spending in order to do what he wants.
Senator Biden, the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said in the last few days, well, he is the president and he does direct foreign policy. There's not really very much we can do. It sounds as though there's a split even within the Democratic Party on this.
This is a problem that Democrats have faced for a while, that while they benefit some from the unpopularity of Bush's handling of the war, they don't really have a strategy for handling it either, except to withdraw, which will be unpopular once they do it.
Withdrawing, you think, would be unpopular?
Yes, because it will result in failure and an escalation of the civil war in Iraq, and that will then be viewed as unpopular. So if you ask people in the short term, do you want troops out? Well, of course they do, because things are going badly, and it's nice to think that the troops could come home. But once people see the consequences of what happens as a result of that, that policy is also going to be unpopular. So we're really stuck between a rock and a hard place here.
Christopher Gelpy teaches political science at Duke University. We'll have more conversations on the question of presidential leadership this week on Day to Day. Professor, thank you.
Thanks for having me.